This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Sean Wade is with Plains Cotton Growers, gives a crop condition update.
And then as you move further up into the state and getting into the Blacklands, Rolling Plains, Southern Rolling Plains, and then up here into the High Plains, you've seen those drought conditions, you know, steadily become much more impactful until you kind of get to our situation here where, you know, we've got a fairly good high percentage of our irrigated crops still in the field. And hopefully on track to make at least some you know decent yields, maybe average type yields. But the dryland acres here on the High Plains, you know, very much took a very drastic hit when it comes to kind of stand establishment and trying to get that crop started. And you know, we're probably looking at something greater than 75% abandonment on our non-irrigated dryland acres. So the Plains is going to be, you know, another relatively short crop year. But, you know, we're rapidly getting to the point. We've gotten a few reports now of open bolls in some of the cotton north of Lubbock, which, you know, is a good sign for the maturity of that crop as it's moving along. And we've had the first bale actually harvested down in Gaines County a couple weeks ago. So, you know, there's you know, this crop is moving really quickly, and we'll be to the finish line on it before we even get a chance to turn around twice, it looks like.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.